Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about the Big Hugs release, all the craft beer you can get at the Hawks game, and Brew Year's Eve. All that more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we got a special guest with us to close out this final episode of 2014.
Man, our last episode of the year, man. And what better way to close it than with Josh Seago. I practiced that too. Josh Seago from Lou Dog Events, man. Josh, how are you?
Yeah, doing good.
Right on.
Welcome. Thanks for coming on and talking with us this week.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, if you haven't listened to Chicago Beer Pass before, shame on you. Because you should be. But this is the last episode of the year. Christmas is next week, and then New Year, so it's just too busy, and there's some great events happening, but we're just out of town and, you know, tied up. But every week, we're drinking Chicago beer, or Illinois beer, usually.
Yeah, yeah.
But this time, it is Chicago beer.
Yeah.
We got Half Acres 2014 Big Hugs.
Big Hugs, man. It's a 10% American stout brewed with dark matter coffee. Mm-hmm. So, Brad, you were at this release, right?
Yeah, which kind of jumps into the week, because I was at this release. It was Sunday this past week,
Yeah. And
there was a lot of people there this time. I felt like a lot more people, but just as organized. They had the two lines where you could pay with cash, you go through the brewery, or you do credit card and you go through the like storefront area.
Yeah.
And then they had other variants. They had one in the brewery that they were just giving free samples of. And they had a couple on draft inside the little tasting room.
Okay. So you can get, like, like vanilla or what?
Yeah, I want to say the one they had in the brewery was coconut.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure on that.
Big Hugs is interesting, man, because it's not a coffee-forward stout. Like, it's almost, like, sweet, and then the coffee, it's got a nice coffee finish. It doesn't overpower with coffee.
Yeah, last year they did, I think, they said all pour-overs for the coffee. So they brewed, like, I don't know, 900-plus pour-overs. This year it was 20% pour-over, and then Dark Matter built a homebrew machine to brew 15 gallons of coffee at a time. So they would dunk bags of coffee into this homebrew system and then pull them out and then do another bag. So they're always doing weird stuff, interesting ways to do the coffee. So it's not cold brewed coffee, it's not cold press or anything like that. It's hot coffee, and then they add it in later.
Huh. All right, and then the Big Hugs is this cat, right? And every year he's doing something different. So this year he's, what is he, fighting a Grim Reaper? What the hell is this, man?
Yeah, it looks like Grim Reaper. And then again, they went with their double label thing, so you can peel off the label to see the second label.
Now, have you seen what's under?
I have seen it. I don't remember, though. Pull it off. Let's see.
All right, let's do it.
This is great radio. Listen to someone pull off a sticker. Right. And see, so now they got drunk and they're friends. The cat and the Grim Reaper.
Now they're drunk and they're like having like Mai Tais on the beach. Yeah. You know?
So that's what big cats do.
Right on, man.
That was my week. I was kind of looking forward to that. I always go to the Big Hugs release.
Yeah.
It's always a great beer to have. First year we had it, did growlers on a trolley of Big Hugs. And that went badly fast. 11% beer in growlers is just dangerous because you got to drink it all in like what, 2 days? So
yeah. And Half Acres very generous with like what your allotment is on Big Hugs too.
Yeah, I think it was 8 bottles when they started off the day. I heard some stuff on the forums that they kind of cut the bottle limit down as the day went down.
Yeah,
but you don't need 8 bottles of Big Hugs, come on.
Yeah,
I got 3. That's good enough. I still have 2 from last year. What about you, Nick? Did you make it anything?
Well, I went to a Hawks game.
Oh, okay.
Hawks, Minnesota Wild. They've got Wurtz Distributing is bringing a lot of craft beers into there. So we talked about a couple weeks ago, or maybe like a month ago, we talked about how Goose has a pub up there. The right. Budweiser Select pub is now the Goose Island pub. But then on the 100 level and 300 level, there's a bunch of craft beer, man. So, yeah, Buckle Down, Unani, Ale Asylum, Deschutes. Okay. They're all on draft there, which is cool. We were talking to some of the Wurtz distribution guys, and they might be bringing Urban Chestnut to town.
Really?
Yeah, Urban Chestnut is out of St. Louis. And the year that Haymarket was third in the world for best new brewery,
yeah,
Urban Chestnut was fifth.
Wow, okay. Yeah. They do make some good beers.
Yeah, I still haven't had their stuff. Yeah, so we talked about, you know, what it looks like when, you know, everybody's gunning for Pipeworks once they decide who their distributor is going to be. We talked about that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And talked about how they almost signed Temperance.
Oh, okay.
Like, they had a plan, they were ready to go, and in the 11th hour it just fell out. And then they end up going with Glunz.
Okay.
Talked about that a little bit. That was cool. Yeah, and just drink beer at the Hawks game. That's really all I did.
I think that's what you usually do at the Hawks game, just drink beer. And then
people go nuts. Like, people go wilder. It's like better than a touchdown whenever they score a goal. Because then that anthem comes on.
Well, it's harder to do, I think.
Yeah. Not as many.
Yeah.
Sometimes none.
Well, yeah, when there's one, it's like, oh my God, it happened. Yeah.
It's there's lots of high fives and hugs and, you know. It's
big,
a cool
big hugs.
And lots of big hugs. it's a cool scene when they score, man. They won 4-3-2. That was fun.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, lots of beer at the UC. Lots of good beer.
All right. I haven't gone over there in a while. It's probably been 2 years since I've been over there. So
I think that was my first time at an actual game. I went to the Goose thing, but that's my first time at the UC seeing an event this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any other stops along the week?
No. It was a short week.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah. Sucking
at drinking, right?
Sucking.
Well, then, should we get into this week or this rest? What's happening till the new year, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of what we're doing here.
Yeah, exactly. So we know what's happening on New Year's Eve. We got Josh here. Brewer's Eve. Maybe your fifth or sixth event. You've been killing it with these events, by the way.
Yeah, we've had a really busy year, but the demand is there and people are wanting it. So as long as people keep coming, we'll keep doing the events. But New Year's has kind of been a passion project of mine and something I've been working on for the last couple years.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Something that was kind of missing in the Chicago scene on New Year's Eve. And we really wanted to do a full-blown, all-out, craft beer-centric New Year's Eve event.
Okay.
And we thought nothing better than, you know, bringing in 12 Chicagoland brewers, 30 beers, and just finding a unique venue to do it in.
I love the I love the stripped away approach. Like, it's a very simple, clean approach. It's not like, yeah, we've got 300 beers and 80 different. It's like, look, we're closing out the year with 12 breweries at Salvage One. That's it.
Yeah, and it was really great working with the event managers over there, and they were asking questions like, are you bringing in linens or napkins or decorations? And we're like, no, none of it. It's all about the beer, and that's it. And they're like, all right. And after working with brides for months and months, that was kind of refreshing to be like, no, we just want the building and the ambiance of the building.
Yeah, how long has this been in the works to get Salvage One?
We booked it a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we've had it on the books. And what we didn't want was a bride to come in and scoop up New Year's Eve from us.
Yeah.
So we planned it quite a ways out. And we really wanted it to be Chicagoland brewers, but we wanted it, every event I do, it's brewers and beer that are all my favorite. So I went through and picked my 12 favorite brewers in the Chicagoland area.
Done. You don't have to vote at that point.
Well, it's your New Year's too.
Yeah.
Right?
Which it was really hard because at one point my list was like 15 and then went to 18 and then went to like 20. And I was like, there's just not enough room. I gotta pare this down.
Yeah.
But it's difficult, you know, trying to pick 12 from Chicago when there's so many great brewers here.
So what are the 12? Do you know them all off the top of your head?
I do. I'll start in the western suburbs and work east. So we have Penrose, Two Brothers, Solemn Oath, Pollyanna.
Okay.
And then we get into the city. We have Goose, Revolution, Half Acre, Off Color, Pipeworks, and then we brought in Virtue Cider because we, you know, they're technically in Michigan, but might as well be here in Chicago as much time as they spend.
Yeah.
And then rounded off with Three Floyds.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there may be one. Is that 12?
Oh, I wasn't counting.
Yeah, it sounds like
if I missed like if I missed one, sorry.
Somebody's like, oh, you didn't say my name. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's cool. So are you taking advantage of all three floors there? Or?
We are. And the building is roughly 60,000 square feet, give or take. And we have all three floors. And beer will be, the brewers will be on the first two floors. And then right. hors d'oeuvres, past hors d'oeuvres that are kind of paired with the beer will be on the second floor. Dessert on the first floor. And then all three floors will have live music. And originally, when I wanted to do this, I wanted to do like the anti New Year's Eve party. So I had said, no strobe lights, no smoke machines, no DJs. And I'm like, I want all acoustic. And I want, you know, kind of like unplugged.
Yeah.
And then the more feedback we got, especially from the ladies, is they wanted dance music. And they wanted 80s and 90s cover music that they could dance to.
Mm-hmm.
So about 3 weeks ago, I broke down and said, fine, we'll bring in an 80s and 90s cover band.
Cool.
So people can dance. So we do have an 80s and 90s cover band on the second floor, but then the first and third floor, it's acoustic, unplugged kind of music.
Yeah. That's nice. Cool, man. So Lou Dog Events. How old is Lou Dog?
We are just finishing up our second year. Oh. So we're fairly new. I still tell people we're a startup.
Okay.
Right.
And so...
What made you want to get into hosting events full-time? And also what I'm noticing is that you put a lot of these events in places that are well populated with craft beer lovers but weren't really being represented, you know, especially like the Lyles, the Napervilles.
Yeah, and I'm a retired banker, and I know you guys can't see me, but people say I'm too young to be retired.
Yeah.
But I worked in banking for 15 years.
Oh, okay.
And honestly thought I'd be a banker for the rest of my life, but had a really strong passion for craft beer and loved going to craft beer festivals.
Yeah.
And always said, we need a really big signature, just kick-ass craft beer festival in the western suburbs. And I was like, no better place to do it than Naperville.
Yeah.
But I really didn't want to do it. I wanted someone else to do it.
Right. Well, that's a lot of work to
so I could
that.
Go there and do it, or right. go there and drink. Yeah. But I didn't ever really wanted to do it. But there was just no one that was really interested in doing it. And I kept talking about it, and finally someone had said, if you want a festival so bad, why don't you just do it? You know enough about craft beer, and yeah. I mean, how hard can be a festival to do? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just start a production company and produce festivals.
Yeah.
But the opportunity came up, and I ended up leaving the bank and was working on this business plan forever. And I got to give a lot of credit to my wife, because she was the one that said, either do this or stop talking about it. She's like, damn it, I'm done hearing about this. And she's like, do it. So I left the bank and started it full time and just went straight with it and never looked back.
Where'd the name come from?
You know, the name was the very last thing that we came up with. And I had like names of the festivals and where we were going to do them and everything. Uh-huh. And then we're filling out the corporate paperwork to incorporate, and you got to put a legal name down.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, well, what are we going to do? And I have two dogs, two labs at home, a black lab and a chocolate lab, and it's Sadie and Lucy.
Okay.
And I call the black lab Blue Dog. And I think she was jumping up on the counter or something, and I said, damn it, Blue Dog, get off the counter, yeah. you know, stop barking or whatever. And I'm like, Blue Dog Events.
Nice.
And
we're
like, perfect. And then our tagline is, you know, sit, stay, and enjoy. So we're like, yeah, works perfect.
Now, so I guess Naperville is like the flagship, right? Because there's a summer one and a winter one.
There is. And we had a lot of success. We never anticipated Naperville to grow as fast as it did. But it's just a testament to the you know, the demand and the passion for craft beer that's in the western suburbs. And when Naperville first started out, that very first year, we thought, oh, if we could bring in like 30 or 40 brewers, and if we could get like 1,000 people to show up, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
And at the end of the first year, we ended up having like 93 brewers come in, over 200 beers, 4,200 people, 10 restaurants, you know, two bands, and it was incredible. I never anticipated it to grow that fast, and then from year two, it just got bigger.
And there's Naperville's no stranger to like big events. I know Rib Fest is out there; that's huge.
Oh
and
yeah,
that Wine Fest is out there.
Yeah,
a really big fest.
Well, and they say Naperville loves two things: a parade and a festival. So you could throw a random parade on a Tuesday afternoon, and people in Naperville will show up for it. Same thing with the festival; they love to support the community and come out and have a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So there's I was. Mama Seuss lives out that way, so I take that train out there.
Fancy.
You know, I ride public trains a lot, man. You know, no, but the guys on the train were saying that on the entire metro system, all the suburbs in Chicagoland, the two largest stops are Downers Grove and Naperville.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people out there, and apparently they love to party. So, that's pretty cool, man. Right on.
All right. Well, what else we got going on before the New Year's event? What's coming up in the next, what, week and a half or 2 weeks here?
Yeah, this is our last ep, so we're going 2 weeks out. Let's start with this week. We're recording on a
Wednesday,
so this will be Thursday, the 18th. There's a craft beer symposium at Whole Foods Lincoln Park.
And this is a free event?
This is a free event with a RSVP.
Okay.
So this is a pretty interesting party, man. They've got, it's a speaking series, so you get 2 hours, and you get like five or six speakers talking about, you know, multiple subjects, and then you can literally taste like 30 to 40 different beers if you want.
Oh, cool.
This is cool. The VP of Miller Coors is going to be there. There's going to be pairing classes, seasonal styles. This looks like a fun time at the revamped Whole Foods. They just redecorated that place.
Okay.
Yeah, added another bar upstairs.
That's right. Yeah.
At one point, that was the only Whole Foods in the state of Illinois with a bar.
Oh, really?
It's a neat place. Yeah. It really is.
And now they now all of them are being modeled after that. Okay. Going forward.
Yeah, and a free event. That's
and it's free.
Kind of awesome. Well, then also Thursday up at Alarmist, which was Panic Brewing.
Yeah.
Is the Square Kegs event. So it's like a event to get people to learn and join Square Kegs, correct?
Exactly, yeah. So it's a brewery tour of this new space. It's a homebrew bottle share. They're going to be raffling off prizes, and it's also a clothing donation for the wool gathering project. So it's a suggested donation of $10. You get to come out and meet these Square Kegs guys. There's probably, I would say, the two more well-known homebrew groups are probably Square Kegs and
Chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Gary Gully, he was a Square Kegs member, right?
He sure is a Square Keg.
Yeah, he is. He's a square. But yeah, check out his space. I know it's coming along really nicely, and he should be ready to go here shortly.
Yeah, he's up on the northwest side, so
he's far away.
Yeah, 4,000 West Peterson. That's like at the edge of the city. Yeah.
It's like a three-day walk from here.
Yeah. Also, on Thursday is Brixie's, what is this, their like 10th year, 5th year?
Dude, Brixie's is turning 80 years old, man.
That's stupid.
1934. I would have got this question wrong on the test.
Yeah.
1934 is when Brixie's opened. So they're doing a three-day party. This is day one. It's a Three Floyds tapping. So they're going to have six Three Floyds beers on tap, and they're going to be partying all weekend celebrating their 80th anniversary.
Did somebody new get in charge of Brixie's, or like what happened that made it like it's this place you hear about all the time now?
Yeah,
they also do like a monthly pinball tournament.
Yeah,
and then there's all these beer events. Like, what happened? Like, it felt like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know Chris is the guy behind it. I believe it's his family's brewery. I'm sorry, not his brewery, it's his family's bar. But he also started a brewery this year.
Oh.
It's the it's like not too far from there. Brixie's is in Brookfield,
right?
But he's got a brewery. I'll look the name up, but it's also out that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just him getting into brewing and getting into craft beer that kind of sparked that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. 80 years. That's nuts. I still haven't made it. I got to go.
Yeah, I've never been to Brixie's either.
For 2015, that's my goal, to go to Brixie's. New Year's resolution. Anything else on Thursday?
Nothing on Thursday. So we got Friday, the 19th.
Okay, what
right. We got? We got Winter War at Local Option. It's a 3 p.m. start, 3 p.m. start, and it's just a ridiculous tap list in the middle of winter at Local Option.
Of course, no surprise.
Yeah. So, Backyard Rye.
Is that from Founders?
No, that's from Goose Island.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Backyard.
You're thinking Backyard Bastard.
Backwoods Bastard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Backwoods Bastard. Yeah, 7 Local Option beers. A couple Pipeworks beers, tons of Three Floyd stuff. That St. Bernard is Christmas ale.
Okay. Aren't you making a shirt with you and him hanging out?
That's my jam.
I thought that's going to be your shirt, right?
I'm going to get it ready for Friday,
if
man.
If someone wants to make that for you, please do it.
That's my favorite Christmas ale, St. Bernard is. Yeah, that's a 3 p.m. start, Winter War at Local Option.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also on Friday, the 19th, at the Green Lady is Cider Night.
Okay.
So she's got tons of cider from Vandermill, from Uncle John's, and of course from Virtue Cider.
Who's Uncle John?
Uncle John is up in Michigan.
Huh. We had them at a festival back in the fall, and people loved them. They're doing some great stuff. They had a apricot apple mix, which was just great, and then just their normal flagship, which was also excellent.
Uncle John, okay. I'm gonna have to do that. Are they like bottling or canning anything, or they only like?
I think as of now, it's just kegs, but
yeah, I know Cider Brian. He was the Uncle John's rep, and now he left to go be the lead cider person. I'm sure there's a title for that. It does. I'm sure his card doesn't say lead cider person.
I don't know.
But he's the main cider dude at
main cider dude. That's
the official name there.
He's the main cider dude at the at Cletus's project.
Okay.
That is it. The Northman? Or it's either the Northman or North Cider.
North. Okay.
One of the two new cider bars opening up.
All right.
So. Doesn't it seem like cider has just exploded in the last year or so?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of crazy. It's it'll be interesting to see how it grows because it can't grow as quickly and as much as craft beer because there's only so many apples. A tree takes a while to grow. You can't just plant all these more trees and instantly have apples for cider. So we'll have to see what happens.
He's got a point. Yeah. He's got a point. Yeah, Cider Summit is cool. I know they do a week-long cider fest in February. And then it's a week-long cider summit, like a national summit for
cider. Chicago.
It's in Chicago. And then at the end of the summit, at the end of that week, is a big fest at Navy Pier.
It's kind of like the Craft Brewers Conference, but for cider people.
Yeah.
Cider makers.
Yeah.
Or chief cider guys. What was the title?
Main cider dudes.
It's main cider dudes. Cool. And then Saturday, December 20th, is Wild 5 and Wild 6 bottle release at Penrose.
You been to Penrose, Josh?
I have. It really nice place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did a really great job putting it together, but more importantly, their beer is excellent.
Yeah.
Eric and Tom really know what they're doing.
For sure, yeah. And this is, I think, their first official bottle release, right? I don't remember. Where was Wild 2 and 3? Was that...
How come it's like Star Wars, man, where it starts with like episode 4.
I don't know, were those draft only releases?
Oh, maybe they were. But each bottle is going to be $12, and I don't know if they have a limit yet. But that's Saturday, December 12th, so definitely check that out.
Okay.
If this is their first release, it may not be crazy. So, yeah, definitely go there and give it a try and at least pick up some bottles.
You won't be disappointed. That's a great space. And you can walk to it from that metro stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And downtown Geneva is
Geneva, that's the stop.
Real nice area too. So hit up some restaurants and a few bars while you're down there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Saturday?
That was the 20th.
That's it for Saturday? All right. So we're fast forwarding to Tuesday, December 23rd. Christmas Eve Eve. Up in Wicker Park at Jerry's, man, it's the Bah Humbug Sour Christmas. Now, what I love about Jerry's, man, is
Sandwiches are great.
Their sandwiches are great. They do hip hop karaoke like once a month, which is fucking awesome.
And it's real close to my house.
It's really close to Brad.
So easy to get home afterwards.
And then they do these. They've had a series of like beer and movie pairings. You know, they'll have the beer party, and then they'll be showing like 3 or 4 movies with it too. So this is no exception. So they'll have a. They'll have 4 different movies planned, and then a bunch of Christmas beers and a bunch of sour beers.
Okay.
So the brewery, Jolly Pumpkin, Upland, those will be some of the sours, and then maybe 6 Christmas beers. And then they're showing 4 movies, man. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Classic.
Gremlins.
All right, yeah.
Black Xmas. I don't know what that is.
How do you not know what that is?
Oh, that Black Christmas. No, I was at FOVAP, and I was like, yo, Chocolate Rain is on. You should go get it. She's like, why are you calling yourself Chocolate Rain? I'm like, no, Chocolate Rain, the beer. What the
fuck? Did you try it?
Oh, yeah. People lost their shit when Chocolate Rain went on.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, it was you.
I was the one that told me. Yeah, I'm like, get over there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was 19.5%.
Oh, wow.
We're looking at Josh. We're like, what do you mean? It's not. We looked on the menu.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no Chocolate Rain here.
He's like, I'm like, get over there before it's gone.
And sure enough, he was right. We made a beeline and Chocolate Rain was on. It was pretty cool.
That was my first time having it. Yeah, I mean, you don't see it around here ever.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Black Tuesday with cacao nibs.
I I think something like that.
Yeah.
So Black Christmas and Xmas, and then what's the last one?
And then Saint Nick.
Saint Nick. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So there you go.
All right. That's for National Lampoon's Christmas, and then those other ones.
Yeah. So it's a Bah Humbug Sour Christmas. I wouldn't mind trying this Permission ship from Upland.
Okay.
It's one of the sours.
Nice.
Cool.
Well, anything else before the New Year's event?
No. And we'll close out 2014 at Salvage One.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. I think you got married at Salvage One, didn't you?
I did get married at Salvage One.
That's a great place. The only time I've been was, what do you call it? At one of the Hendrix.
Goose event. Oh, Hendrix.
I went to the Hendrix one. That, I really like that space.
There's a couple of Goose events there, too.
So. Yeah.
Nice space, beautiful
space.
Yeah,
it's almost like a hidden gem in Chicago that a lot of people don't know about.
Uh-huh. It's over on Hubbard, basically kind of Hubbard and Damon.
Yeah, kind of tucked in between the Goose Island facility and then the UIC medical districts over there. Uh-huh.
And what time does this kick off? How much are tickets? How can we get tickets?
Kicks off at 8 o'clock, runs until 1 in the morning.
Okay.
Tickets are still available. They're going quick. So last time I checked, I think there was around 100 tickets left.
Oh, wow.
Now, with this event, it's only limited to 600 people. So we didn't want it to be over. We didn't want to oversell it. We didn't want it to be too crowded.
Yeah.
So 60,000 square feet, 600 people, there'll be plenty of room to move around. Shouldn't be any lines for the beer.
Cool.
And tickets are $125, and it's all-inclusive. It includes all the beer, the dessert buffet, the past hors d'oeuvres, the live music, everything is there.
Mm-hmm. Is there, you guys going to have trolleys or anything to get to trains that, or like afterwards? Or just
We're working with Uber, and Uber is going to be in the area, have a lot of cars in the area. And then we do have the hotel partner, which is the Marriott.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's right down the street. And they'll be doing a free shuttle back and forth. And it's incredible. We negotiated a rate with them for the event, and it's $149, is really reasonable for New Year's Eve in the city.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And to be able to just get downtown, too, because that's the only bad thing about over there is it's a little off Damon and Ashland, so it's kind of tough to get it.
Yeah, not on the main strip. Now, the one big question that we get about New Year's Eve is people say, is it a New Year's Eve party or is it a beer festival? And we say it's not a beer festival. It's a New Year's Eve party that is craft beer centric. Okay. So most of the time when you go to the craft beer festivals, you get a sample glass and it's a 1, 2, or 3 ounce sample. This, it's a regular beer glass. And you get full beers.
Oh, wow.
Now, what we say is, if you've never
sounds like a party.
If you've never had the beer before, ask the bartender for a sample.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't want the bartender to pour you 10 ounces of it, and then you'd be like, and dump it out.
Yeah.
So try it first. If you like it, fill your glass up, and then move on to the next.
Cool.
That's a good point. I like that you're having a craft cider toast at midnight. That's
yeah, I was just going to ask that. Is there a countdown?
Like we'll do a countdown and a toast at midnight. And in most places, it's champagne. But we're like, we can't throw a craft beer-centric party and do champagne at midnight. So working with the guys over at Virtue, and we're going to bring in some Virtue cider. And someone's going to have to stand in the back and fill up 600 champagne glasses with cider.
Okay.
But we'll do a cider toast at cider toast at midnight.
Okay. Awesome.
Sounds like a good time, man.
So we'll include a link to get tickets, but where can people get tickets again? What's the URL?
Brewyearseve.com.
Okay. And we'll link it up in the show notes as well. So definitely, it sounds like if you have no plans yet, this sounds great time.
Yeah, 8 to 1 at Salvage One.
Cool. Well, that does it for this last episode of 2014. Nick, how can people find you, get in touch, say thank you for all the good podcasts this year?
Send cash.
No, someone's got to make him this shirt with him and St. Bernardus.
That's what I would want.
Yeah.
Me and St. Bernardus on a t-shirt. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter. At Chicago Beer Pass. It's Lou Dog Events on Twitter.
We are at Lou Dog Events.
All right. So definitely follow us all up.
Josh Seago, thank you for coming out.
Oh, my pleasure.
This was really cool, man. One more thing before you go. the in 2015, I'm hoping we can get this that Chicago Beer Fest at Buckingham Fountain, which sounded really, really cool till the weather screwed it up.
Yes, yes, and we've been meeting with the Chicago Park District and with the City of Chicago. Uh-huh. Contracts are in place, everything is set, and we're gonna shoot for a redo. Okay. And it'll be end of June of 2015. 2 days at Buckingham Fountain. 100 brewers, 200 beers, 2 bands, and a bunch of food vendors.
Awesome. So put on your calendar now.
Yeah, save the date.
That's cool. Josh, thank you for coming out, man.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and thanks for listening. ChicagoBeerPass.com. We'll see you next year.
Cheers.